Now, just before today's story in the Gospel of Luke, people had been asking Jesus about the kingdom of God. They were asking him, what's it like and who will get in? And Jesus really surprised them by saying, which is rather lucky for us, people other than Jews would get in. And he also told them that Jews should not assume that they have an automatic right of entry into heaven. This came as a surprise to people. And to cast some more light on today's gospel, we need to appreciate two things that would have been obvious to the first Christians who heard Luke's gospel for the first time. Firstly, the Jewish people often described heaven as a communal meal, a banquet, a wonderful, beautiful wedding feast. And secondly, this travelling preacher called Jesus fascinated people. His reputation went before him. And when he arrived in town, ordinary people flocked to him to be healed, to hear his message. Other people wanted to be seen with him and to meet him for social reasons, perhaps to flatter themselves that he'd been to their house, or, being suspicious, to check out his political and theological ideas. So in Luke's gospel, we regularly see Jesus being invited out for meals. Today's gospel is an example. And those meals didn't always turn out as was expected by the hosts. And St. Luke gives us five mealtime stories in his gospel. I'll quickly go through them. The first, you'll know them all. The first is a celebration at the home of the repentant tax collector Levi. Jesus gets criticized for eating with tax collectors and sinners. Remember that one? The message is clear. Sinners can get into heaven. Second meal was hosted by Simon, and he was a self-righteous Pharisee. He was scandalized by the arrival of a woman of ill repute who washes Jesus' feet. And the message here is that it's not our place to judge other people in this life. We should treat people with respect. And that's a message that came out from the first reading. Treat people with respect. Next comes the dinner with Mary and Martha. And Martha gets indignant when Mary is wasting her time listening to Jesus rather than helping with the kitchen chores. The moral of this story, there's a time and place for everything when we're preparing for heaven. Sure, there are routine things to be done in this life, but we need to get our priorities right and spend time listening to God. And then Luke also describes Jesus having breakfast with another Pharisee, and he gets peeved when Jesus doesn't wash his hands before eating. Then Jesus realizes what he's thinking. He was God, he knows what people are thinking, and he tells him that inner cleanliness is more important than ritual hand washing. Getting to heaven is more about spiritual preparation than just mindlessly following strict rules. And a common theme in all these stories struck me yesterday is that no matter who is doing the inviting, no matter how disreputable, rude, or hypocritical, the people sitting down at table are, Jesus always, always accepts the invitation. See the contrast with today's gospel. And today in that gospel we see Jesus again at a meal, and he uses it to explain why, something he'd said earlier, why some people who expected to automatically get into heaven, simply because they were born Jews, why they might not make it. And the explanation is simple. Some people refuse the invitation, and they turn down the invitation for the most stupid of reasons. One of the best excuses to turn down a dinner invitation I've ever heard was sent by the comedian Peter Cook. It said that the Duke and Duchess of York invited him to dinner, and he sent them a reply, and this is it. Thank you for your kind invitation. I've checked my diary, and I'm afraid I must decline. As it turns out, I shall be watching television that night. The people hearing Luke's gospel 2,000 years ago would have probably found the excuses given by those three people in the gospel just as laughable. They were amusing. Jesus had a sense of humour. He used humour, and that comes out even more when you translate the Greek back into Aramaic. All sorts of jokes going on that we miss. Those excuses given to the householder who invited them to dinner were so crass. They are each a disgraceful insult that shows contempt for the man sending the invitation. Let's have a look at them. I have brought a piece of land and must go and see it. This is nonsense. In the Middle East, there's a lot of desert. There is not much land that can be cultivated. No one would be so foolish as to buy land in a hurry without seeing it first. The process of buying land, even to this day, takes months, even years. You need to check it out before you sign the dotted line. I've bought a piece of land and must go and see it. It's like saying, I had an email saying I'd won the Nigerian lottery. I've sent them my bank details and PIN, and I've got to go immediately to the bank to pick up my money. Madness. I've bought 5 yoke of oxen. I'm on my way to try them out. Again, madness. We don't get it because we don't use oxen in this country. Oxen have to work in pairs. They are a team, and each oxen must match up with the other so that they work together as a team. A farmer would never, ever buy 10 oxen like that. Be completely idiotic. It's like saying, I'm sorry, I can't come. I've bought 10 of those new driverless lorries and I've got to try them out on the M1. Madness. I've just got married and so I'm unable to come. This was a dreadful insult to both the new wife and to the man sending the invitation. It would have been seen in those times as a completely unnecessary and vulgar reference to marital relations. In the face of these hostile, stupid refusals to accept his generosity, what does the man organising that feast do? He is not going to let all the food waiting to be served go to waste. He widens his invitation to include people who really want to come, to people who would normally expect to be shunned. What's the message for us in today's gospel? First, don't think being a pious practicing Catholic means you'll get a free pass to heaven. This is the sin that the church calls presumption. If we judge other people, we treat sinners with disdain or make pathetic excuses for our own failings, we're at risk. But here's the good bit. Getting to heaven is not as difficult as many people might think. Above all, we need to accept the invitation from God and try to lead a good life, serving and respecting others. We may falter on our journey. It's almost inevitable, isn't it? We're human. But our guide, our host, the person inviting us, will accept everyone who tries, even if they don't sometimes quite hit the mark. Even the most unexpected will be allowed in, and they might get in before us. As long as they accept the invitation, that's the key, and they approach God in true humility. It's called divine mercy. God understands what it's like. Above all, what we must not do is to try and avoid our responsibility to honour God in our lives by coming up with pathetic, stupid excuses. And that's why when we have usually a mass, but any liturgy, we often remind it at the end of the service when we're sent out into the world, which I'll use at the end of this service. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.